raising money for charity doesn't have to be hard or boring.
That's Dan Cole. He and his business partner, Lisa Cunner, are preparing for the third It's Bigger Than fundraiser, taking place on the 1st of September. They were moved to do something after reading Save the Children's report on Syria that was published in the Guardian newspaper.
It's Bigger Than is a community of DJs and clubbers alike. The main aim is to raise awareness about global issues, specifically the humanitarian crisis that is caused at the moment by the Syrian civil war. And our aim is to, one, raise awareness of this crisis amongst the clubbing and DJ community, and secondly, to raise money to send over there to projects which are involved with the refugees.
Once they'd made the decision to help, they started looking for an organisation to donate money to.
We decided to Save the Children because it's apolitical. Children are the first casualties of war.
Do you think, though, that some people will be kind of brought down coming to a party and then being confronted with saving children in Syria?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty harrowing kind of topic. However, we don't go out of our way to force this topic upon people. We give them the tools to explore more, should they want. We just let them know why we're doing it, what it's for, and then there's DJs playing some really great music.
The DJs are all playing for free, and the club has donated the space for the night. The clubbers pay for entrance, and this money goes to help children in Syria. The second party was a mixed bag of people who'd come for the cause and others who'd come for the DJs. Radwan Adala is a 24-year-old freelance producer and journalist from Tunisia. He heard about the party from a fellow journalist and decided to check it out.
So I wanted to come take a look and see what's happening. This fund is for a cause and for a good reason.
Do you know any of the DJs playing?
I didn't really look at the information. I heard it's like to support Sharia, so I said, like, let's go take a look, because as a journalist, as an Arab, as someone who lived a revolution in his country, it's always good to show support to revolutionists like in other countries.
Berlin-based Australian producer and DJ Deep Child, aka Rick Bull, was involved in fundraising parties in the 90s for the Australia-Tibet Association and Amnesty International. Sometimes the parties were super successful financially, but he questions whether you can really raise awareness in this kind of dance party space.
Just from my experience, like, I put on a number of parties with Amnesty International, and it was pretty challenging to get kids to engage with more serious social concerns when they're drunk and dancing. Maybe they're both different spaces. Maybe there's a validity in crossing them over. But maybe the dance party space is sacred because it's actually about stopping thinking. But maybe if you can empower people to party, then you can empower them to engage, maybe not necessarily at the same time.
Barbara Preisinger is a Berlin-based German DJ and promoter who also has her own vinyl label called Slices of Life. She says maybe it's enough that people know that they're partying for a good reason.
Of course, in the end, it's a party and people hang out, but I think they're not going here and the whole party, they think, oh my God, oh, these poor children. So I think it's more about the effects. People go, they donate with the entrance fee, and then they have a good time.
Some people just came to the party because of the lineup, and contributing to a worthwhile cause was a nice side effect.
And why did you come to this party today?
Because of Marcel Fengler and Nick Hubner.
Primarily because it was the lineup. Like, I saw the lineup, I looked to see what was on this weekend and came because I'd seen Nick Hubner was on and Aaron Curtis.
So did you know that it was a fundraiser as well?
Not until I looked it up, like not until I'd seen the poster on Resident Advisor that told me it was like a charity event.
And do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea.
And as the CEO of Save the Children Germany, Katrin Wieland, knows, every cent counts. The last party raised over 3,000 euros for Save the Children.
With 3,033 euro, we can buy life-saving food for about 300 children for a week, or we can employ two teachers or two assistants in our child-friendly spaces, and they can help the children to cope with their difficult and terrible experiences they've gone through in Syria.
The next It's Bigger Than party will be held in Berlin on the 1st of September, and this time they're raising funds for the Mercy Corps. Dan Cole from It's Bigger Than hopes to raise awareness within the clubbing community by getting people through the door with a great lineup of DJs.
We kind of feel that it's part of our goal to change attitudes, to say, hey, we can do this and we can have fun whilst doing it.
Either way, it's going to be a great night, whether you're there for the beats or the cause. Cinnamon Nippard, DW, Berlin.